The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
In the frosty air.
Man, I love this time of year, and especially being able to read stories like The Grinch. Have some fun with that. By the way, my dog Max is here.
That's a good boy.
That is awesome. And if you're listening right now, Bill and I just want to say Merry Christmas, and we love spending this time with you. It's a cherished time with, there's so many dedicated radio listeners out there, and we just want you to know that we appreciate you.
You know, Jay, from Rhonda and myself, and from all our staff at Empire Title, we truly want to wish everyone just a Merry Christmas and just a heck of a Happy New Year. And Jay, I really appreciate you letting me be a part of this and letting go into people's hearts and enjoy it with both the adults and the children who are adults, you know, and the adults who are children. So I really appreciate being a part of it.
Yeah, and Bill, I couldn't ask for a better partner and friend. And really, to finish out the whole show, I want to share a special story, not only to the radio listeners and you personally, but everybody out there that can feel the magic of Christmas. This last story here, Bill, is called Jacob's Gift, and it's actually by Max Lucado.
He's great.
And this story of Jacob and his Rabbi Simeon, and interestingly enough, about Rabbi's nephew, Joseph, from Nazareth.
Wow.
And it's a story about a new baby, a special baby being born, and someone that had the honor of giving him his first gift. The story is Jacob's Gift by Max Lucado. Rabbi Simeon brushed the sawdust off his hands and began untying his apron. Before you leave today, I have a special announcement. He hung the apron on the wooden peg and turned to look to a handful of boys in his shop. All but one apprentice had removed their aprons and put away their tools. Rabbi Simeon looked across the workshop, and one boy continued sawing a piece of wood. Jacob, the rabbi instructed, your work is finished for the day. Put away your tools. Jacob didn't respond. The only sound he heard was a swish, swish of the saw. And now the swish, swish was the only sound anybody heard. But Jacob didn't know that. The other boys in the shop, they began to snicker. Rabbi Simeon let out a deep sigh and shook his head. But he wasn't mad. Deep down, he was pleased. He, too, knew that it was special what the boy was doing and what it was like to be lost in the world of woodworking. But it was time to go home. Jacob, the rabbi called again, his voice louder this time around. The sawing stopped. When Jacob heard no other noise, he knew he'd done it again. Slowly, he placed the saw on the table. I'm sorry, Rabbi. Rabbi Simeon smiled. That's all right. Put away your tools and hang up your apron. Our workday is done. Jacob quickly cleaned off his work area. With a sigh, he stood and walked across the room, never looking up. This was the part he hated the most. Everyone was looking at him. He hung up his apron as the other boys continued to snicker. Jacob's cheeks burned. Finally, the rabbi spoke and all eyes turned back on him. As I said earlier, my nephew from Nazareth should be here within a few days. He is a master carpenter who knows quality work. He will help me select one of you for a special task. The one who builds the best project will work with me on the new synagogue. Oh, it will be me, the words were strong in Jacob's thoughts. He feared he had spoken out loud. Only days earlier, he'd overheard the rabbi say, just leave Jacob alone with wood, and he can do most anything. Jacob had turned red then too, but that time it was with pride. I just have to be chosen, Jacob determined. I want to use my hands to help build God's house. It doesn't matter if everyone says I'm too shy. This time, Jacob, did you hear what I said? Oh, no, sir. I'll be away for the next few days, but you may still use my workshop to finish your projects. Now listen, young man. As the others began to leave, the rabbi, he asked Jacob to stay. Again, Jacob felt his cheeks all warm. He waited until everyone left, and then he approached the carpenter. I'm sorry, Rabbi. I apologize. I'll do it better next time. The rabbi motioned to Jacob to sit on one of the stools and listen. Oh, Jacob, you've done nothing wrong. I asked you to stay so I could tell you something. The rabbi smiled, pulled up a stool, and sat down. He placed his big hand on Jacob's shoulder and began, God has given you the gift of woodworking. What is difficult for many is easy for you. Surely you've noticed. Jacob nodded slowly. He had wondered why other boys struggled with the wood to make things that seemed so simple to him. God gives gifts, Jacob. Some can sing, others can teach, and you can build. You have a special gift. Have you ever wondered why God has given you this gift? So I can learn to be a good carpenter, he guessed? Well, the rabbi chuckled, not exactly. God gave you this gift to share it with others. Let's say you gave a present to one of my daughters. How do you think that would make me feel? Happy, I guess? Of course. Even though you gave a gift to my child, I would feel like you have given that gift to me. God is like that too. When you give a gift to one of his children, it's like giving a gift to God himself. If you are ever in a circumstance where you have the chance to help somebody, remember what I told you. Now run home and tell your father that I hope he has an inn full of guests tomorrow. That evening at supper, Jacob's father reminded him of the days ahead. We're expecting a lot of business, son. I'll get up early, promised Jacob. I will work on my project in the morning, and then I'll help you in the evenings. The next three mornings, Jacob crawled out of bed while it was still dark, and he went to the workshop. With the fire going and the lamp burning, he worked hard to complete his project. The other boys laughed when he told them what he was doing and what he wanted to build, but now was almost finished, and they weren't laughing anymore. Jacob was building a new kind of animal feed trough. His would have wheels. He got the idea while watching some men work in the stable next to his father's inn, and they loaded the wagon full of hay, rolled it into the shed, and then dumped it in the trough. He thought, why not just put wheels on the trough? And that's what Jacob was planning to do. Jacob had returned to the workshop after helping his father all night at the inn. Rabbi Simeon will be here tomorrow. I must finish this project tonight, thought the sleepy boy. Jacob took his tools and looked at the trough and then at the four wheels piled on the workbench. So much work to do in so little time. He was so tired. Maybe if I just close my eyes for a few minutes. In what seemed like the very next moment, a beam of starlight slipped through the crack and fell across Jacob's napping eyes. What he shouted, startled by the sudden light? Had he slept through the whole night? When he looked out and saw the village showered by a gleaming, shimmering light in the night, Jacob rubbed his sleepy eyes, and then he walked outside toward the star that seemed to dance in the sky near his father's inn. He had heard a strange sound in the stable behind him. Quietly, Jacob crept closer. He looked through a knot hole in the stable wall. There, nestled in the straw on the ground, there was a baby. Beside the baby knelt his mother. The man gently covered her with his cloak. The baby must be uncomfortable on the ground, Jacob thought. Quickly, Jacob turned and raced back to the workshop with an idea. He stood beside his newly built feed trough. He had measured each board so carefully. He had cut each piece with skill. He had oiled it all with care. It was the best work Jacob had ever done. Tomorrow, the rabbi would select the best apprentice. But tonight, there's a new baby without a place to sleep. Good morning, boys, said Rabbi Simeon. This is a big day, Jacob approached Rabbi. Sir, I need to tell you something. Later, Jacob. We need to get everything ready for my nephew, Joseph. He's here to help me. The rabbi's voice drifted off as he began to talk about the projects outside. An unfinished chair, a desk with one leg too short, a wobbly stool, and then looking at a stack of wheels, he asked, "Where is your project, Jacob?" "That's what I was trying to tell you. Something happened. There was, last night, there was a big star." "Uncle Simeon! Joseph!" Simeon shouted, extending his arms. "I'm so glad you're here." Jacob's eyes widened. This was the man that he had seen with the baby in the stable before. With one arm still around Joseph, the rabbi turned to Jacob. "Jacob, this is my nephew from Nazareth." Jacob was too surprised to speak, so Joseph spoke in his place. "We've already met," said Joseph, putting a hand on the boy's shoulder. "In fact, Jacob gave my newborn son his very first gift." Your son?" the rabbi inquired. "What son? Where is he? Come, and I'll show you." The rabbi and Jacob hurried behind Joseph. Joseph led them around the curve and down the hill toward the inn. "Did you stay in the inn, Joseph?" "Not quite. It was too full," Joseph smiled. Then where did you stay?" asked Rabbi Simeon. "You'll see." Joseph led them past the inn, down to the bottom of the hill, where he left a path and then turned towards a shelter. "A stable?" Simeon asked. "You kept your baby in a..." "Shh." Joseph smiled and placed his finger over his lips. "Quiet, uncle. They're asleep. Follow me." He lowered his head and entered into the stable. A cow mooed at the presence of the trio. Joseph stepped next to the trough and motioned for them to come and join him as they approached. When the rabbi and his student looked inside, they saw a beautiful newborn baby. "Uncle Simeon, his name is Jesus," Joseph whispered. "And he has a cradle fit for a king." Joseph's kindness made Jacob's cheeks turn red again, but he felt so good seeing a baby asleep in the feed trough that he made. "Now I see why your project was missing," said the rabbi, "and it's the finest project I've ever seen. You'll be the one to help build God's house. But tell me, why did you decide to give your feed trough away?" Jacob smiled with delight. "I remembered what you said, Rabbi. When you give a gift to one of God's children, you've given a gift to God," said the boy. And the rabbi's voice was very soft. And he said, "And so you have, my son. And so you have." I love Christmas time, and I love the stories. And most of all, I love the memories that are built. And I want to share with everybody out there, all of you, my radio listeners, of the deep appreciation and love that I have for you. You're on the road, you're driving, you're working, you're toiling, you're doing your chores to and from work, you're doing things endlessly for your children. You are the warriors out on the road listening. And I'm just so thankful that you do listen. I'm so thankful that I have you in my life. So please just know that you're appreciated as you go and spend this Christmas season or this Christmas Eve or this Christmas Day with your family, because you fill my heart. And as I share with you at the end of every single show, I pray that all of you go, grow, and prosper. Please tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not the gifts we give or the gifts we get, but just the tremendous memories that we have with our loved ones. And if you've not found your glory, your passion, and your calling from Christ, take the time this season to just pray specifically for that passion and energy, because that's what you give me, the radio listener, someone that I would serve and spend time with every single week. May you have a wonderful Christmas season, a wonderful Christmas evening, and may love be with you. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Christ the Savior is born.